third weekend in a row for Galway in a senior final at Croke Park, beaten in the men's football final, in the women's football final. This weekend it's the Camogie final against Cork. Surely it won't be three in a row. They've won it four times. Cork have 29 titles. Our Midlands correspondent Gail Conroy has been to Athenry as excitement builds in County Galway.
Really inspiring, like playing Camogie myself, and I really hope to see a few goals at the weekend. I'm hoping to get tickets, fingers crossed.
I really want to get excited for the match. They really deserve to get to it.
Enthusiastic and energetic young Camogie players from across County Galway, desperate to see their team win on Sunday.
So good to see all the girls up there playing. They're like such an inspiration to everyone.
I go to the pitch every day with the girls and we wish to be like them someday.
I am very excited to go up there because my sister's on the panel as well, so I'm very happy to go out and see them. Hope there's a lot of goals anyways, and I hope they bring the cup home.
I'm looking forward to going up and watching them play and hopefully winning.
One of the members of the 2013 winning panel, Sinead Cahalan, says the feeling of winning stays with you for life.
It's 11 years now since we have won ours, but, you know, when I meet any of the girls to this day, you know, we have a special bond. It can't be broken. You just, when you go to battle with girls, you know, you have their back for the rest of your life. So, yeah, it's just a special thing to win it.
Sinead also understands the dedication and hard work it takes to make it to an All-Ireland final.
Yeah, it's massive now. It's nearly at the professional elitism stage at this stage. You know, what the girls put in is on par to the men's game, and it's just all encompassing. The girls just consume it all year round. It just takes so much to get there, and then of course it just takes, you know, everything to go right in order to win.
My name is Deirdre Burke. I'm from the St. Thomas's Club. Anne-Marie Starr and Niamh Kilkenny after going back onto the panel after having babies in the last couple of years, and I think it's incredible, and they're absolutely unbelievable role models and brilliant sports people. And because, you know, going back doing any sort of sport after having a baby is no easy feat, and to be going out in Croke Park on the biggest Camogie day of in the year is just unbelievable. There's girls there, they're going for a couple of medals, there's girls just going for their first, but I would be absolutely thrilled to see the girls come away with the cup on Sunday.
This is Galway's third All-Ireland final this year, but the county has yet to bring home a cup. This is Galway Camogie chairperson Brian Griffin.
They're up against it, let's be honest about it, a serious Cork team, so to be there, we'll go up, we'll give it our best shot, but no, we wouldn't say there's pressure on us. Obviously it would have been nice if the lads and the ladies that went before us had won, but no, there's no pressure. Again, as I say, Cork are a serious team, so it's going to take a serious effort to try and win it.
There's huge support for the team, according to Galway Camogie Assistant Secretary Anne Carney, but she wants to see it continue to grow.
We were in Tipperary with the under-16s the week before and we lost by a pint, and are in Kilkenny. And the next day I didn't think we would have the support. But when I walked onto the pitch after the final whistle with the pint, God, I couldn't believe the support we were getting from Galway. And we want that support up and got in Croke Park this year. We're in our 120th anniversary, and wouldn't it be lovely if we had so many people up there to support the great team that we have today.
With excitement levels at an all-time high, a lucky few will get to play a special role as flag bearers.
My name is Zara Kelvey and I'm 10 years old and I play for Castlegar. My mom read out the message to me and I was so excited, I couldn't believe it. So I'll have to walk out with the team, with the players on the pitch and carry out the flag. I'll be so proud and so excited. I still can't believe that I got it.
And these young fans hope to be singing this after the match if the O'Duffy Cup crosses the Shannon once again.
And that report from Athenry in County Galway. From our little too early for our Midlands correspondent Gail Conway.